And right now it is time for us to take a look at sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We will start off, of course, with a look at some of the scores in the different leagues. We'll start off with the National Hockey League and see what transpired in the National Hockey League last night with any local teams that were playing. And no local teams played last night in the National Hockey League. Today, the Rangers take on the Red Wings. The Bruins take on the Flames. The Devils take on the Senators. The Islanders take on the Coyotes. All right? Okay. NBA scores from yesterday. Let's see if any local teams played yesterday in the NBA. Scanning down the list, the Celtics defeated the Pistons 128-112. The Nets over the Knicks 112-85. So the Nets gain a little respectability there. In NFL, Thursday night football, the Falcons against the Panthers. Another stink'em game. I mean, the Falcons are 4-5, and the Panthers are 2-7. Mm-mm-mm. All right, in Major League Baseball, the 2022 Hank Aaron Award was announced. The two winners, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge and Cardinals first baseman Paul Goldschmidt. They're both candidates to win the Most Valuable Player Award in their respective leagues. That won't be decided until next week. They were announced Wednesday as winners of the 2022 Hank Aaron Award. It's given annually, recognizing the best offensive performance in the American and National League. It was established in 1999. Of the 46 previous winners, 22 were named MVP that same year. Each team nominates a player in honor. A panel of MajorLeagueBaseball.com writers select the finalists, 8 from each league. From the 30 nominees, the winners were chosen by a voting panel made up of Hall of Famers, including Ken Griffey Jr., Chipper Jones, Pedro Martinez, John Smoltz, Johnny Bench, Greg Biggio, Eddie Murphy, and Robin Yount. By the way, a fan vote at MLB was also included in the results. And Aaron Judge, of course, he entered free agencies after the season. His AL record, 62 home runs, grabbed the headlines, but Judge led all of baseball in a bevy of categories, including runs, 133, RBIs, 131, on-base percentage, 425, slugging, 686, OPS, 1,111, and total bases, 391. He had the highest WAR on Fangraphs, 11.4, and Baseball Reference, 10.6. Over the past 65 years, only Barry Bonds recorded a loftier single-season WRC than Judge's 207. He ended up 5 percentage points behind the Twins' Luis Arraez in the batting average race, which was the only hurdle that kept Judge from claiming the AL Triple Crown. Pretty amazing. And the NL, well, like Judge, Goldschmidt was a Triple Crown hopeful late into the year. But even with a drop in his production, in September, the veteran first baseman still paced the NL in slugging, 578, OPS 981, OPS plus 180. He also finished among the top three in the senior circuit in runs, 106, RBIs, 115, total bases, 0.334, and batting average, 317, on-base percentage, 404, and WAR. Not too bad. Not too bad for those two players. And now they wait to see how they do in the MVP race. Taking a look at the NCAA basketball schedule for yesterday. Don't have any major games, but coming up, you've got Lehigh versus Virginia Tech, Ohio State against Charleston, South Carolina, North Dakota against Kansas, Texas Southern against Texas Tech, Indiana against Bethune-Cookman, and Creighton against North Dakota, and Texas against Houston Baptist. All right. And it's time to take a look at the NFL rankings put together by NFL officials. And the Philadelphia Eagles are number one at 8-0. Kansas City Chiefs are number two at 6-2. Minnesota Vikings are three at 7-1. The Buffalo Bills are fourth at 6-2. The Dallas Cowboys fifth at 6-2. The Baltimore Ravens sixth at 6-3. Seattle Seahawks seventh at 6-3. New York Jets eighth at 6-3. The Dolphins ninth at 6-3. The Giants 10th at 6-2. So those are the top 10. Going down the list, Tennessee 12, New England 13, the Chargers 14, Tampa Bay 15, San Francisco 16, Atlanta 17, Washington 18, Jacksonville 19, Cleveland 20, Chicago 21, Denver 22, Los Angeles 23, and New Orleans Saints at 24, the Packers at 25. Wow. What a different season it has been in the National Football League. The Green Bay Packers ranked right now 25th in the league. The Jets and the Giants in the top 10. And New England at 13. Looks a lot different than people thought. And also the Eagles in first place. So in the top 10, the NFC East has the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Giants. Three out of the four teams in the top 10 in the National Football League. And that is a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club.